Welcome to the Guardian Protection Podcast. I'm journalist John Lappin, and today I'm talking to Head of Marketing Rachel Welsh. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, John. Good morning.
This podcast is going to be about a piece of content that Guardian produced, quite a significant one, on the front foot, a white paper designed to help protection advisors rise to the challenge of the cost of living crisis. So we wanted to talk about some of your thinking, why you did it, how you did it, sort of what the response has been as well.
Firstly, I'm really pleased to be along talking about this piece of work that we've done. It's been a really interesting journey to create it. We've had some really interesting insights, so it's good to be sharing it on the podcast today. There's a lot of conversation happening around the cost of living crisis. Advisors are worried about it. Obviously, we've got our own business and we wanted to know how it was going to impact us. Clients, advisors, everyone talking about it. So we wanted to be part of that conversation. We have shared thought leadership within our own business, but we also wanted advisors to be doing some of that thought leading as well. So it's definitely a collaborative piece between us and the market. And I guess why it came about is that so much conversation about it that we wanted to know what was going on, and we wanted to be useful, and we wanted to be able to support advisors in a way that was help them. It didn't intentionally start off being a sort of big white paper and then what it ended up being, but we got so much useful, really valuable insight that actually a structured white paper ended up really being the format that it lent itself to. Mm-hmm. So yeah, of course it's going to help us in our sort of marketing and our messages going forward, but most importantly, it will help advisors to get through what is clearly something that's going to be around for quite a while now.
So how did your thinking evolve around, you know, what was a quite strange situation and relatively new for everyone as well?
For us, it started way back probably in January last year. I think like everyone, we were keeping an eye on inflation, but there was lots of other things going on at the same time. We didn't know at that point where it was going to go to. By March, we were definitely worried about how sort of high it might go. And then by the summer, it was sort of quite clear at that point, I think, that it wasn't something that was short term. Where we, at that point, we just initially survey advisors and ask how they were finding it so far at that point in April, May. I don't think advisors were really seeing the impacts yet in their business. They knew it was getting talked about. Customers were definitely aware, but we weren't seeing the protection conversation being impacted. But as the year went on and we heard more on TV about rising energy costs and we weren't sure whether the government were going to offer support, I think at that point, conversation kept going and kept going. And then we were definitely seeing the sort of trade websites who we are in constant conversation with asking more questions from us around what we were doing, how we were helping advisors, and if there's anything we were changing. So we knew there was an appetite for information. And then that's where we began to wonder what more we could be looking to do. And we had previously ran research during COVID 2 years in a row around clients' attitude to protection. Mm. Their willingness to talk about protection had changed due to COVID-19. And actually, we started to think we saw some positive results during COVID and that people were more willing to talk about protection because of COVID. And we were starting to wonder whether the cost of living was reversing that trend and whether people were sort of losing that willingness again. And we were really interested to find out more about that. And that's when we went back and we redid the survey. And that was in September, October last year. We asked some of the similar questions that we'd asked previously, but we asked more in-depth questions about the cost of living crisis. What we saw from that survey was, to be honest, there wasn't one resounding outcome. There was lots of advisors saying lots of different things and seeing lots of different things within their business. So that made us want to dig a little bit deeper. We wanted to know more about what was going on there. And that's why we sort of wanted to do some deep dive interviews with those industry experts. Mm-hmm. Felt that we could get some sort of real sort of verbal feedback of what was happening out there. So that's where the interviews then came in. That wasn't really part of our original plan. That all came from the research. And then the white paper just sort of flowed on from there. We got so much interesting feedback. And even across those 13 experts, very different things they were all saying, but all really useful. Mm-hmm. And it evolved into the white paper.
Out of all of the findings and suggestions and even tips, maybe, what are some of the more interesting ones?
For me personally, there's a couple that stood out for me as quite interesting. I think one of the first things is around acting really quickly at the first signs of clients showing sort of financial difficulties. what advisors were telling us there is that, firstly, it's really important to respond when a customer contacts you that they're in financial difficulty. How do you respond to that? And what advisors were telling us is about the need for really back to basics fact finding, getting out a piece of paper. What do you want? What do you need? Really going back to that back to basics and budgeting. So advisors are always also telling us is that they see really good positive responses is that if they get on the phone, as soon as a customer misses a direct debit, they're more likely to save that customer.
Yeah.
So we're encouraging all advisors to respond in that way. And we do help that at Guardian. As soon as we find out about a missed direct debit, we notify the advisor straight away. So we do encourage them to jump on the phone and get that and talk and explain why they need to keep their protection. I think a second thing that was really interesting for me was around viewing inflation as a protection opportunity. We can all understand that now you go into a shop and you get your weekly shop and you walk out with a shopping bag with the same items in it that you had a year ago, but you can see that it's cost you considerably more money. People understand inflation now more than they probably ever have experienced before. So what does that mean for protection? It means that customers will be more willing to have that conversation about increasing cover. They can understand that the cover that they take out now is not going to be worth the same in 10 years' time. And I mean, they've always understood that, but it's really clear now. We really get it. So we really want to, and advisors were telling us that they believe that their customers are way more willing to have that cover, about that conversation about increasing cover, which is so important. And we recently shared that only around 10% of our adult covers that we sell are on increasing cover. So we think there's actually a real opportunity there for more covers to be sold increasing to really make sure that customers are protected adequately in the longer term. So yeah, that was the second thing that I thought was really important. And if I just mention a third, I hope you don't mind me rambling on a little
No,
bit.
Of course not, no.
I think a third would be around the remortgaging fact finds. We know that this year, 2023, is going to be a big year for remortgaging. Recent Uswitch research that came out last week, I think, said that 57% of mortgages are going to be coming up for renewal this year, a huge number. I think one of the interesting things around making sure that the protection conversation is part of that remortgaging conversation. Again, traditionally, might have only sat alongside the new protection opportunity. Or you think that maybe when you had that initial protection conversation when you took out a new mortgage, you might not have had the money at that time and you might have put it off. Now you've got even 2 years down the line, you might be able to feel more comfortable to have that protection conversation. And even if they did take out protection the first time, their circumstances might have changed completely. They might be earning more money. You might have had a family. It's a real opportunity to make sure that you're going back to basics and doing a real protection fact find alongside the remortgaging conversation as well. That was overwhelming feedback from our sort of panel of experts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So obviously talking about those experts, you spoke to different types of advisor, different types of expert. You could probably, I think you break them down to a degree into protection specialists, as in specialist firms that protection is the thing that they do, then mortgage intermediaries, and also just to cover who they all are, you know, but directors and managers in mortgage clubs and networks, and then financial advisors and financial planners. So did you find out that there were things that were very obviously in common, or were there any striking differences between these different kinds of intermediaries?
I think we found there was probably, as you'd expect, a lot in common, and also there was some differences. I think the way that mortgage advisors look at the protection conversation can be quite different from those that are using protection to underpin financial planning, and those that protection specialists that all they sell is protection. There was definitely differences coming through around how they were dealing with the cost of living crisis or the processes they have in place in their business, perhaps. But I think they had more in common than they had differences. Across the board, the value of protection and the need for protection conversations and the need for advice and the need for conversations and the need for, excuse the pun, getting on the front foot really was the overwhelming thing in common. Mm-hmm. That more than anything, it was a lot of like-minded thinking.
Okay. And did anything you learned really surprise you?
I'm not sure anything really surprised us, but definitely reinforced some of the things that we already thought around advisors really being crucial to the protection sale and why those conversations were so important. I think that came across loud and clear, that the importance of advice and advisors isn't just when the protection sale happens at the beginning, it's all the way through to sort of keep those policies in force, keep those conversations and those regular conversations going. There's other things that came through around the importance of value-added services, for example, which really come into their own at the moment. If you think about GP waiting times and you've got your we are offering GP 24/7, we're really, the importance of advisors as well as providers reminding customers of all those benefits in life in their policy, I think, was just super reinforced throughout this. So no real surprises, but some encouraging reinforcements.
There's a lot of bad news about, but I presume with projects like this, you don't want to be too gloomy. You don't want to be sending things to advisors or have advisors downloading reports and it's all gloom and doom. At the same time, you've got to be realistic. It's a very challenging context economically. So where did you find the positives?
Yeah, good question. It's not all about the negatives, isn't it? There were so many positives. I think what's interesting is that we're reading a lot of stories about it. Customers will definitely want to call and cancel their protection policies. And actually, that's not what advisors were telling us they were seeing. Advisors were telling us that customers were definitely wanting to have a conversation about their finances and definitely wanting support to relook at how they're spending their money and budgeting, but they weren't immediately running to their protection policy and cancelling like we perhaps were thinking it might. And also, I really think it's important to notice that advisors are responding in a really positive way. They are reviewing their business processes. They are taking action to support their clients. There's absolutely no complacency. Advisors are responding. Providers are responding. It's just been a really, from what we can see, a really positive overall. I mean, positive response to a not very positive situation.
Does it change what Guardian does in terms of proposition or marketing or in terms of how you connect and communicate with intermediaries? Will you be doing things a little bit differently in future?
I think one of the things that's so important to Guardian is around that listening to advisors, listening to what advisors want and need from us. It was fundamental to who we were when we launched the market, is that everything we brought to market was off the back of advisors telling us what was important to them. And again, in 2022, when we launched our Protection Builder 2.0, that was all based on feedback and research from advisors. So listening is really key to what we do. And again, with this white paper, it's all from listening. So will it change what we do? That listening will stay fundamental, but I think what it might change is the way, we are heightened to the fact that customers have different budgets and affordability and different needs. So maybe we'll be looking at that when we put together our marketing proposition going forward.
So having worked on this project, completed it, published it, got the feedback, what's the biggest lesson for you overall?
I think the biggest lesson is that we need to be thinking about ways that we can support advisors in terms of improving clients' understanding of the protection that they have. Although I have to say, advisors are doing a brilliant job, but I just think there's always more that we can do once they've got their policy to keep sort of reminding them around what the product is, what it does and why it's so valuable, and the importance of not cancelling it once it's in place. I think our role as a provider is to really help advisors to continue to have those conversations and to continue to remind customers of all the valuable benefits. So yeah, to sort of summarise, we need to all keep talking, we need to all keep listening, and we best just sort of do whatever we can to support clients through the next few months, which are no doubt going to continue to be quite turbulent for all of us.
Okay. Well, Rachel, thanks very much for talking to the Guardian Protection podcast today.
Thanks, John. Thank you.